This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Bike-sharing programs are in more than 30 U.S. cities now, with more on the way. But there have been growing pains, including getting a hold of those heavy tamper-resistant bikes. The biggest supplier went bankrupt 6 months ago. Marketplace's Dan Weissman has the story.
A few days before Chicago's Divvy Bikes celebrated its first birthday in June, General Manager Elliot Greenberger told me how much the program's subscriber base had grown since 2014 started.
We've doubled, and it's only June right now. We continue to see people signing up about 100 a day, sometimes more.
Startups would envy this kind of growth. Programs in Washington, D.C., New York, and elsewhere have taken similar trajectories. However, Divvy was supposed to expand this spring, adding about 60% more bikes and docking stations. That's on hold. The company that supplies Divvy's equipment, Public Bike Share Company, went bankrupt in January. That company also supplies New York, D.C., Boston, Toronto, San Francisco, and other cities. Those programs are managed by Divvy's parent company, Alta Bike Share. I asked Mia Burke, an Alta executive, how long since the supplier had shipped new bikes.
Must have been pre-bankruptcy.
So no new supply for any of those cities. Programs in cities like Baltimore, Vancouver, and Portland have delayed their launch dates. The equipment includes proprietary designs, so going with another supplier isn't an easy option.
It's been a disruption. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. It's been really challenging.
Burke says Alta has been working hard to get a new supply of bikes, but new bikes probably won't arrive until 2015. Jeremiah Aoyang runs Crowd Companies.
It seems like there were some major promises made, and nobody looked closely at the financials or supply chain. That's clearly what you're seeing here. Everybody went with the one provider and overwhelmed them.
Colin Hughes studies bike share worldwide at the Institute for Transportation and Development Policy. He says Public Bike Share's bankruptcy doesn't bother him.
There's plenty of other companies making bike share bikes. You'll maybe see the types of bikes used in some cities get thrown out, but I don't think you'll see bike sharing as a whole thrown out.
Bike sharing continues to grow worldwide. One city in China has more shared bikes than the United States as a whole. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.